Lots happening at school district. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. At last night's Campbell County School Board meeting, Chairman Dr. David Fall announced the resignation of his position. Fall cited his recent appointment to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees as a factor in him stepping aside. Also last night, a majority of trustees approved budget reductions. Associate Superintendent for Instructional Support, Kirby Eisenhower, provides that update.
17 items that will reduce our budget or our expenses by $2.4 million for fiscal year 18. There is some additional cuts that will be experienced in 19. Fiscal year 19 of $324,000. There are a couple items on this list that need further research. One of those is the increase of admission fees for attending activity contests and then also extended days for employees that have extended contracts.
Board trustees and school staff said the cuts are very difficult, but have to be made while facing the deficit.
So the deficit that we're looking at is $6,655,000. That's a preliminary estimate. We'll work on our preliminary budget and look for approval of that in May.
Okay, and what do you hope these cuts will bring into, do you know?
Yeah, so we've currently experienced staffing cuts of $2.6 million plus this $2.4 million that we're talking about is about $5 million, which leaves us still with a deficit of $1.6 million.
Trustees met past 11 p.m. last night, and the audience filled the meeting room. Trustee Lisa Durgan talked about the tough decisions for making cuts and the turnout from the public.
It doesn't make any of us upset that you're here at all. It actually warms our heart because we love to know you care. But know that this is not taken lightly, that it is not taken as we don't care about your children.
Also last night, trustees looked at enrollment projections. We'll have information on that later this week. And last night, the Gillette City Council got together for a work session. What to do for a funding shortfall for the city swimming pool had a discussion. No decisions were made, but the possibility of charging an admittance fee has gained support among council members since last year. City Administrator Carter Napier also brought up the possibility of seeing funding for the city pool through the public's water billing as part of what the water utility offers. It was pointed out that even if the council decided to charge $3 per person at the entrance of the city pool would still be running at a deficit of almost $57,000, and charging just $1 per person would leave that deficit at over $128,000. Mayor Louise Carter King said one way or another the public would still be subsidizing the pool. And this new consideration of doing it as part of the water utility would make that amount from individuals much smaller. Citizen Dave Allison said not everyone uses the city pool and made a suggestion to that end.
I think it's a good idea, but I believe patrons 65 and older should be exempted from it.
Again, no official decisions were made. We'll provide updates as they become available. With your Basin Radio News, I'm Paul Wallum.